Richard Hernandez is the force behind the recall campaign against Sunnyside's board president, Luis Gonzalez, and longtime board member Bobby Garcia. He started collecting signatures over the summer after Gonzalez, Garcia, and Eva Carrillo Dong voted to renew the contract of Superintendent Manuel Izquierdo.
It was abundantly obvious when a packed room full of people at the board meeting were sharing with the community and the board that they did not want Dr. Izquierdo back as superintendent, and that was what started my quest on the current recall.
Last spring, Izquierdo almost left Sunnyside for a job in San Antonio, Texas.
He was vetted there, and they found that his behavior was unbecoming.
Before the board renewed the superintendent's contract, information about his bankruptcy, as well as other legal and financial issues, surfaced. Hernandez, who is not related to board member Daniel Hernandez Jr., says that's not the only reason he started the recall of board members who extended Izquierdo's contract.
I have documentation that will prove corruption, inappropriate behavior. When you look at that, you cannot be anything less than compelled to say, we need an election. Let the people speak.
Superintendent Izquierdo says what's going on in Sunnyside is a reflection of the divisive politics at the national level.
A majority board's decision to say, you know, Dr. Izquierdo's leadership and contributions have been significant enough and have been result-oriented to say we want him to stay. There's no secret that two of the board members didn't agree with it.
He's referring to Daniel Hernandez Jr. and Buck Crouch, who both voted against the renewal of his contract.
As a result of their reluctance to accept the decision, I think the community conversations continued, and unfortunately, allegations, criticism pursued, and recalls became the name of the game.
Izquierdo says he understands that not all board members are going to agree.
But at the end of the day, the democratic process is what needs to be recognized and respected.
Meanwhile, board president Luis Gonzalez is trying to recall two fellow board members and newcomers, Daniel Hernandez Jr. and Buck Crouch.
I actually, with my campaign manager, we asked for the other two recalls just to get public attention. You know, we have not gotten that. So that's what created the problem. We went out and recalled the other two, and all of a sudden, the media was at our door. We said, wow, we should have done this at the beginning.
Gonzalez says people trying to recall him do not live in the district.
Why are they doing it? Because they have a personal vendetta against myself or other board members.
In paperwork filed with the Pima County School Superintendent's Office, the committee seeking to recall Gonzalez and Garcia said the two failed to respect the views of the district staff and failed to represent voters in the district. Richard Hernandez is the chairman of that recall committee.
My focus has been three things. First of all, kids first. Second of all, teachers, faculty, and staff. And thirdly, fiscal responsibility. And none of those things have been done by the majority of this board.
When Hernandez walks door to door on the streets of Tucson's south side, he asks people to sign a recall petition because it's time for change. But he doesn't always tell people at the door the names of the board members he wants to recall or the reasons why.
I try to keep it positive because there's enough negativity out there and all of it is justified. But if somebody asks me specifically, I will answer specifically. I know about the nepotism. I know about corruption. I know about the things that they do that are wrongful. But if not, I don't find a reason to make it worse.
Hernandez says by recalling two board members who support the superintendent, the board majority will shift, and the end goal is to replace Izquierdo as superintendent. Izquierdo says there are no issues at Sunnyside, and the recalls are unnecessary.
It's unfortunate. I don't agree with either one of them. I think right now it's unfortunate because both recalls have taken us from the important work.
As the district superintendent, Izquierdo says he will try to get all five board members to find common ground
and put students first. Now, they might argue they're doing that already, but somehow there's a need for compromise and there's a need to put aside some of the insignificant differences that we're battling.
The only board member not facing a possible recall is Eva Carrillo Dong. She's up for re-election in 2014. Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction John Hupenthal recently attended a public meeting in Sunnyside and offered to work as a mediator for the board. Hernandez says he already has more than 1,500 signatures for each of the two recall efforts he's leading, about 200 more than what is legally required to be turned in by tomorrow. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.